Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week was Ag Week, a time to celebrate the enormous contribution that farmers, ranchers, and the whole of the ag industry bring to this country and the world. I don't recall a time when telling this story was more important. Last week we were in the atrium in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Secretary Vilsack spoke to the gathering. Supporters included pork producers, corn growers, rice, cotton, 4-H, FFA, John Deere, ADM, ag leaders across the board. This industry that does so much for mankind needs to recommit itself to working together. It does not serve our collective purpose to pit food versus fuel. We don't need small farmers criticizing big farmers. We don't need a fight between organic, natural, and processed foods. All of agriculture has a role to play. Secretary Vilsack said he wants to inform the urban people to know your farmer, know your food. And that's a good thing, realizing that with each new generation, we move one more step away from the farm. Of the 535 voting members of the U.S. Congress, only 9 have ag backgrounds. This is a new day. We have bigger farms and fewer farmers. The farms produce the bulk of the food, and they are commercial farms today. They are businesses employing all the best technology available. And that includes precision farming with GPS, hybrid seeds, genetic engineering, the best in crop protection. But although the farms are big, more than 90% of these farms are family farms. When I drive across my home state of Illinois, farm after farm pass by my windshield, corn, wheat, soybeans, hogs and cattle, but they are all family farms. We don't have as many as we used to have. We are far more efficient than we used to be. Today's farms are capital intensive, not labor intensive, and that releases millions of our citizens to do other things. They can build the cars and fly the planes, truck the produce, and manufacture the computers. I could sing the praises of agriculture all day. We are good at what we do. Spring is here. It's time to join together, broadcast a unified message. We need to work together, no more family fights. And if you would like to review some of my radio programs going back 10 years or more, go to johnblockreports.com, johnblockreports.com, and I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss good.